Harper Audio presents It's in His Kiss by Julia Quinn, performed by Kevin Brighting. Copyright 2006 by Julie Kotler-Pottinger. Production copyright 2007, HarperCollins Publishers. It was official then. She had become her mother. Hyacinth St. Clair fought the urge to bury her face in her hands as she sat on the cushioned bench at Madame Lagoire Dressmaker, by far the most fashionable modiste in all London. She counted to 10 in 3 languages, and then, just for good measure, swallowed and let out an exhale. Because really, it would not do to lose her temper in such a public setting, no matter how desperately she wanted to throttle her daughter.
"Mummy!"
Isabella poked her head out from behind the curtain. Hyacinth noted that the word had been a statement, not a question. "Yes," she returned, affixing onto her face an expression of such placid serenity she might have qualified for one of those pied paintings they had seen when last they travelled to Rome.
"Not the pink."
Hyacinth waved a hand, anything to refrain from speaking.
"Not the purple either."
"I don't believe I suggested purple," Hyacinth murmured.
"The blue's not right, nor is the red, and frankly, I just don't understand this insistence society seems to have upon white, and, well, if I might express my opinion..."
Hyacinth felt herself slump. Who knew motherhood could be so tiring? And really, shouldn't she be used to this by now?
"A girl really ought to wear the colour that most complements her complexion, and not what some over-important ninny at Almack's deems fashionable."
"I agree wholeheartedly," Hyacinth said.
"You do?"
Isabella's face lit up, and Hyacinth's breath positively caught, because she looked so like her own mother.